With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. With Vice President Vance casting the tie-breaking vote, a Republican spending and tax cut bill has been sent to the House for final congressional action, which could come later today. Meanwhile, congressional Republicans see their highest approval rating in more than a decade.
A record high share of American voters are content with the work of Republican lawmakers, according to the latest NPR PBS News Marist poll. In the survey conducted last June, 36% of registered voters approve of the job Republicans in Congress are doing, the highest level recorded since pollsters began asking the question in 2011. Democrats in Congress, meanwhile, have seen a dramatic drop in their approval rating in the latest poll.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. It's another win in the legal arena for President Trump.
Paramount has agreed to pay $16 million to settle President Donald Trump's lawsuit over the editing of a CBS 60 Minutes October interview with then-Vice President Kamala Harris. Paramount says the money will go to Trump's future presidential library, not Trump himself, and that the settlement does not involve an apology. But Paramount has agreed that 60 Minutes will release transcripts of future interviews with presidential candidates, subject to redactions as required for legal and national security concerns. I'm Donna Warder.
The University of Pennsylvania formally apologizing to its female swimmers negatively impacted by its policy on so-called transgender athletes. The school is reversing its policy and will rewrite its athletic record book, removing titles held by Leah Thomas. Guilty plea expected today from Brian Koberger, charged in the murder of four University of Idaho students several years ago. For the plea, Koberger gets a life prison sentence instead of a death sentence upon conviction. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 24 points. This is SRN News. The battle over transgenderism comes to India.
The highest court in the state of Andhra Pradesh has ruled that men who are living as women are women when it comes to the application of the law. India is divided into 36 states, and Andhra Pradesh is the seventh largest. Homosexual activity is generally frowned upon in India, and gay marriage is not legal. But the country has a large LGBT activist community, and they hope to capitalize on this court decision to spread transgenderism nationwide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man suspected of gathering information on Jewish locations and individuals in Berlin for Iranian intelligence, possibly with a view to carrying out attacks, has been arrested in Denmark. Prosecutors say the man is a Danish national and was tasked by an Iranian intelligence service with gathering information on Jewish localities and specific Jewish individuals in Berlin. German security authorities stepped up protection for Jewish and Israeli facilities. This is SRN News. Operation Road Test uncovers driver's license fraud.
Staten Island prosecutors say a New York City driving school paid off DMV examiners to fraudulently fast-track driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, regardless of whether they knew how to drive. Officials say T&E Driving School in Queens took cash from non-English-speaking Chinese immigrants and paid off a crew of Department of Motor Vehicles employees on Staten Island to illegally obtain driver's licenses. The crackdown was a joint investigation with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
After President Trump complained about the previous one, a new presidential portrait of Mr. Trump is hanging in the Colorado Capitol. The new artwork is a sterner, crisper image than the earlier one that was on display since 2019. Mr. Trump complained on social media that the previous portrait purposely distorted his image. More details, SRNNews.com.